You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are those of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
There's the bell. We're gonna be late.
Aw, so what? Last day before vacation.
Yeah, but Fowler doesn't care. He'll mark us absent.
Weird old guy, huh?
Yeah. How did you do on the test?
Me? I aced it.
You did?
Nah. Did you study?
Well, I read all the pages, but I don't know.
I don't get this poetry stuff. Why can't they just say what they mean?
All right, class, let's begin. I trust you've brought your books, and that you have read the assignment. What's that? I can't hear you. Good, that's good. Now then, we've studied a number of poets this term, their themes and their methods, and we've analyzed their works, at least a sampling as time would allow. Is that correct? Today, I thought I'd talk about one of them, Alfred Edward Houseman. I'm sure you'll recall the name, born... What year, Mr. Graham?
What year, sir?
Precisely the question.
Well, sometime in the last century, I think.
Close, Mr. Graham, closer than usual. Mr. Graham's career is laid out for him. After the varsity football team, he will be a second assistant in the information booth at Grand...